All right, now we're with Lynn Classical High School football coach Brian Vaughn. And, Coach, the last time we talked, it was Thanksgiving. Everybody was a little down, a little bit worried, but here we are, and it's a new season, and it's springtime, and things are looking up. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well, you know, trying to, you know, prepare the guys for this shortened fall two season, and hopefully preparing for the fall in 2021 as well.
Yeah, it's sort of, as we've been talking with other guys, it's sort of almost like the college thing where you have your spring practice, then you turn around and you come right back in the fall.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, that's exactly how we're approaching it. You know, we're going to be young, so we're trying to get these young guys ready this spring, and hopefully it works in the fall.
Oh, that's a great thing to do then. Do you have a lot of seniors on the team?
We do not. We probably have eight seniors. Our junior class is large, and then, you know, we have some sophomores that are going to be in the mix with us.
So. Okay. You know, we didn't get to do fall back in the fall, and this is crazy. Lynn English, Lynn Classical, the Lynn Public Schools got shut out, man, for most of the sports. How are the kids doing now at this point where they did have winter finally, and now we're cycling into football?
Yeah, they're doing better. It was tough for our kids. You know, it was tough for our kids to see other towns right next door playing basketball before we were, and other towns playing football before we were. Our kids struggle with that a little bit. But, you know, we always talk about worrying about things you can control, and that's what we stressed. And you know, our kids accepted that, and, you know, they just tried to prepare themselves for this spring season as best as possible.
Yeah, I know everybody we talked to was just it was just upsetting, as you say, everybody around you guys. Everybody around you was playing, including St. Mary's, I think, and it just it just sucked, really, that you weren't in there.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, a credit to the kids throughout all the high schools, Lynn Tech and Lynn English. You know, they persevered through it, and you know, we're all playing now. So,
right, well,
you know,
we're
excited about that.
It's confusing to me right now because. Let's see, the Northeast Conference, Cape Ann League, and the Catholics, they're all coming into the end of their season, and baseball is beginning. But Lynn English, Lynn Classical, Lynn Tech, you guys are going to be able to play a fall schedule and then get into spring sports, which is great for the kids and extend it. How have you talked and dealt with your kids now? I guess a better question is how's the turnout? How many kids were you expecting who actually showed up?
Our numbers aren't usually where they are, just for the simple fact that, you know, what hurt us a little bit, but and you know, English as well, is, you know, no freshman schedule, no JV schedule in our league. We're just doing the varsity schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those kids that know they're not ready for varsity yet, you know, they're just going to wait until the fall. And some of them are playing that spring youth football, the younger kids. So at least they're getting reps doing something. So, yeah, the numbers kind of, you know, hit us a little bit. But we expect those to be back up in the fall.
Okay. All right. And I get it. If you got a young team, that's the way to look at it. That's most excellent. Tell me about some of your kids, if you would please, Coach. Maybe some of the kids that you're going to rely on to maybe, you know, bring the younger kids along, even though you do have a young team.
Yeah. You know, Elena Concepcion's our leader. He'll be a 3-year starter on the O-line and D-line. He's our team captain. We expect some big things from him in this fall two season. Again, he's our leader on the field, and you know he's a high energy kid, and we expect him to make a lot of plays on the D line, and you know, be a leader on the offensive line as well.
I love it when the linemen get some play and get some love, because too often we hear all the skill position, and they deserve it too, obviously. But it's nice when the line gets some recognition. Coach, what's practice been like? Because now. Did you start practice this week, or it was last week, right?
We started last week. Practice is going pretty good. You know, obviously the kids they were chomping to get out there. So, you know, we did the 3 days. We did the time without the pads. And then once we put on the pads, you know, we kind of had to control our kids and stop trying to light each other up.
Okay.
So, but, you know, practice has been going good. Obviously with so much time off, it's not as clean as you would like. You know, technique-wise,
mm-hmm.
and some bad habits, you know. But overall, the energy's been good. So, you know, like I said, we're excited to be out there, and we're happy for the opportunity for our seniors to get an opportunity to play, you know, their final season.
Absolutely. What do you plan to run for an offense?
We've been running a spread offense for since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
they'll stay with it.
We're gonna probably stay with it. We usually go 10 personnel, four wides and one running back. So that's what we'll probably do 99% of the time.
Okay. And what's the schedule look like? I can't find that anywhere either.
Yeah, it actually just got changed. Originally, we were supposed to go Revere, Everett, English, Malden, but it just got changed. We're going Revere, Medford. Revere, Medford, English, and then Everett.
Oh my. Okay. All right. So, okay. Final thought, I guess, is I know that winter sports for classical and English both went particularly well. Having gone into the GBL now, and we talked about that, you know, back at Thanksgiving. But what's it look like now for you, Coach, as you use this sort of spring sports to get into fall sports and really get ensconced in the GBL?
We're excited to be in the GBL. They embraced us with open arms. It's, talking to the coaches in the league, they're excited to have us in. One of the top schools in the state, one of the top programs in the state in that league. So that's all, you know, we're excited for the opportunity to get compete against them year in and year out. So, we're just excited for the opportunity.
All right, you got Coach Ciccatelli coming up. Now, where is your first game? Where's that going to be?
We are home. We're home our first game on the road, second game, then home the last.
All right, and what time? Are you Friday or Saturday?
We are Friday at 6 o'clock.
Friday at 6, okay, and that's at Manning Field. All right. Coach, anything else you want to mention before I let you go?
I think I'm good.
You are, and I appreciate it, and so is your team. And go classical, tear up that GBL for us, man.
Oh, man, we got a long way to go, but we'll do our best.
One step at a time. I get that. I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just glad you're back out there, Coach, and it's great that you guys are taking care of the kids. I really appreciate that. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That is Lynn Classical High School football coach Brian Vaughn with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.